a group of us got together as a to decide on lobbying or how we would get involved. So the outcome of that meeting was that we should set up a political party to get people at the tables, to get people elected. So that's what basically was the driving force behind it. And this last 5 months, we've been working fairly steady, getting all our paperwork in order. While we've sent a submission to the Electoral Commission to be an official party, that has not come through yet. So we're still very much in limbo, but we're getting there. When that is done, then we will be able to go more public, because we'll be able to set up our bank accounts and we will have our website and things like that there. We're a long way from being the finished article, but we're a long way down the road from when we started.
And what ultimately is your aim now with this party?
100% redress basically says that we will ultimately be a redress party to speak up for all defective concrete block owners, be them Donegal or Clare or wherever. We would hope to be able to speak up for everybody and for every business as well, and people who are not involved at the moment in the present day scheme. We don't envisage that our candidates, when we get them and when we select them, they'll be able to speak on other topics as well, but ultimately it is to the redress of the family homes and businesses is what we're ultimately about.
So will you be targeting the next local election or the general election, or both?
Our first target is to run as many candidates as possible in the county council elections next June, I believe. We'll see how the voters or the electorate takes to our plan. We will then consider maybe running as TDs then, but it's purely a step by step. We're not running yet, we're walking small steps, and we will hope to get there eventually.